Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already the first weekend in August, so for those of you that go to school, it's getting closer to starting your first day of school, whether you're going back to college or if you're in a local high school. Also, for the parents of subscribers to Northeast Delta Dental, there are a couple more games that you can earn tickets to, or your children can earn tickets to go on to the field and then go to a Fisher Cats game at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. As everybody knows, we have a program called the Oral Health Challenge. And if you demonstrate to your participating dentist that you brush and floss in between visits, you can earn tickets, and there are two more games, and you get to meet the Tooth Fairy, and it's a lot of fun. Last week's show was very interesting. I had Joe Casper on, and what Joe was talking about is the upcoming New England Charity Golf Classic, sponsored by the LPGA this year. It's at Stonebridge Country Club, and it begins Friday, August 8th, and it will continue on Saturday, August 9th through Sunday, August 10th. So that's next weekend. We would love to see a great turnout of the New Hampshire community. You just go on www.anycharityclassic.com. You can purchase some tickets. It's important that the LPGA see a good turnout in the gallery, because this is the only sponsored LPGA event in northern New England, and it's been running for many years. As most people know, it used to be called the Northeast Delta Dental International, and we had it at Beaver Meadow for many years. And this year we moved it to Stonebridge, as the new principals of Stonebridge were interested in hosting the tournament, and it also allowed us to get some great new sponsors such as PTC and Cognizant, and as well as Grace Limousine, and we have Centrix Bank, Liberty Mutual, RBC Royal Bank, Bank of New Hampshire, Alltown, and Town & Country Reaper Graphics. There is still an opportunity to meet the pros, and you can go on Thursday, August 7th, so next Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Stonebridge Country Club, and you can meet the athletes. And why that may be important is you may have read or followed that a few weeks ago, a young athlete named Mo Martin, she won the British Open, the Women's British Open, and she was the 2008 winner of this tournament. And prior to winning the British Open, which for sports fans know this, but it's one of the five majors in women's golf. There's actually five majors in women's golf. And she had actually only had won three other tournaments in her career, all of which were on this so-called Futures Tour or Symetra Tour. And one of those victories was in New Hampshire in 2008. So in an upcoming show, we will have Mo Martin on. Last weekend also concluded the Capital Area Race Series, a series of seven races sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental, Grapponi, and Dix. We had a great finish, and those of you that want to see the results of that, you can go on coolrunning.com, and we hope that people once again register next year for the 2015 Capital Area Race Series. Very competitive, seven races, but it's also great for wellness. Certainly, I'm not competitive anymore, and I love it, and I think that's a great way the series is run. If you're an elite runner, you can be very competitive. If you're just trying to stay in shape, it's also an inexpensive way to do seven races. Last Sunday was also the Capital City Triathlon, which I participated in for the first time, and want to give a shout-out to Scott Duvall and his wife Fluffy for putting on a great triathlon, and that was a great experience to swim in the Merrimack River, bike around Concord, and then run a 5K around the NHGI campus, and that was a lot of fun. And finally, a week from Monday, August 11th, there is a tournament for the Arthritis Foundation, and if you're which raises money for the Arthritis Foundation, and if you're interested in that golf tournament, you can call 724-6080. Okay. So as the veteran listening audience knows, the major purpose of Northeast Delta Dental Radio is to promote both oral health as well as feature community partners. And today, we actually have the best of both worlds. With me on this early August weekend is Melanie Sussman, who's the program coordinator for the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental Care Van. And welcome, Melanie, and thank you for coming in this first weekend in August.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Now, I know a few weeks ago at the State House, there was a great event for the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental Care Van, and so I know you coordinated that event. So tell us how you put that together and how this all came together. I know that there were a lot of people contributed to making this happen, and I do want to give a shout out to Dr. Earl Simpson, of course. But why don't you tell us how you put that all together and what it was about?
Well, I worked a lot with, obviously, a lot of other coordinating companies. It wasn't just me. I had a lot of help. But, there was a lot of things that went into making it successful. Obviously, having Governor Maggie Hassan there was huge for the dedication and the ribbon cutting. And it was just a lot of, working with anybody in the surrounding dental community.
And it was a great turnout that day, and it was also a great day weather-wise, and you had everybody that's involved in dental. We had representatives from the New Hampshire Dental Society, representatives from Delta Dental, as well as folks from the Ronald McDonald House. So could you connect us to how Ronald McDonald got involved with this program and how it all came together?
Well, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern New England, they dedicated the van to us. So it's the first statewide mobile dental van in New Hampshire. And
having taken the tour in it, is surprisingly spacious. Mm-hmm. It has, I think, two treatment rooms.
Yep,
and
digital x-rays. There's a pretty big waiting room. We have computers in every single room. There's a big flat-screen TV, and they show educational videos for the kids who are waiting to be seen.
And how will it be coordinated? And by that, I mean, how do you know, one day the van may be in the southern tier of the state, and maybe another time of the year it's in the North Country? How is that all coordinated based
on
need?
Yeah, that was the hardest part in the beginning, was getting, trying to get the schools on board, trying to get everybody kind of coordinated, going through nurses.
So do you work with the school nurses?
Pretty much everybody. Right now, a lot of superintendents are on board with me right now, and they'll kind of spread the message to the people that they need to get in contact with me. Some of the superintendents are actually working directly with me. So I have a lot of the schools, I'll go there, set up a meeting with whoever the superintendent wants me to meet with, whether it be principals from each school, the school nurses. And we pretty much just go from there, and it's more of a first-come, first-serve kind of a thing, so.
Now, in my role with the State Board of Education, I know that after the common cold, the second highest reason for lost school days is oral health-related, whatever, toothaches, et cetera, et cetera. So I know a lot of my educational colleagues listen to this show, so if I'm a school nurse, a principal, or superintendent, and I've never heard of this program, or if I've heard of it but haven't had you in, should they contact you, and can you give out your phone number?
Yep, it would be me. You would call Saving People Smile directly, and the number is 603-219-0770. We also have a Facebook page in the making, so it's kind of rough, but a lot of people have been reaching out to us through that Facebook page with emails or questions or anything like that, and there's some pictures, and there's some information about the van up on the Facebook page. But
super. Melanie, why don't you give us that contact information again? Because I know I get this feedback a lot. Well, I was driving around and I didn't have time to write down the number. So Melanie Sussman, program coordinator. Mm-hmm. So I'm a educator. I'm a school nurse. I see the need. So give us the contact information.
It's 603-219-0770.
Super. Now, you mentioned saving people's smile, which for everybody, everybody needs to know. That's really the baby of Dr. Earl Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And Saving People's Smile is a 501c3 nonprofit dental center in Concord, and
yep,
basically is the title holder of the van. And just to give people background how Earl came up with that name, great guy, SPS, Saving People's Smile, but it's also St. Paul's School. And
yep,
one of the things that Earl and I talk about a lot is giving back to the community. So we kind of wanted to have a play on St. Paul's School, thus Saving People's Smile, SPS. And I know Earl feels the same way that I feel, which is that if you work hard and you're doing well, you should give back to the community. And I know Earl feels that way. And basically, that's been his philosophy at Saving People's Smiles. So how many dentists, before we go to commercial break, how many dentists would be affiliated with the van?
It depends on the school. So when we do an initial visit to a school, depending on if we need two hygienists working on the van, we'll have two hygienists. It depends on how much work would need to be done. Obviously, if it's a bigger school, we'll have in one room a dentist, in one room a hygienist. It really varies. It's really all over the board.
Based on need.
Based
and so,
on need, right.
So you kind of scope out the particular school in terms of, you know, we'll need two dentists and one hygienist,
mm-hmm,
or two hygienists and one dentist and
right,
figure that out. Great. Melanie, one more time, your phone number?
603-219-0770.
Great. After commercial break, we'll return with Melanie Sussman, who is the program coordinator of the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental Care Van. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you for coming back to us after the commercial break. And with me this first weekend in August is Melanie Sussman, who is the program coordinator for the Ronald McDonald Mobile Dental Care Van. And before we get into that topic, the most important topic for this weekend, just as a reminder, big shout out to Scott Duval and his wife Fluffy for last weekend's triathlon at the Capitals area. It was very fun. And for my racing friends, thank you for participating in the Capital Area Race Series. Great series. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, don't forget on Sunday, you can go, Sunday, August 3rd, that is, you can go to Pittsfield in the morning, and there's a road race there. And one of the components to it is the fastest person in the first mile will get a special bonus, and that is in honor of my comrade, Mr. Frank Donovan, who passed away a couple years ago. And Frank was the gentleman that got me into getting out there in the community and the road racing and so forth. So the Pittsfield road race has a special place in my heart. So with that, I'm going to get it back over to Melanie. And Melanie, I want to thank again Dr. Earl Pierce Dr. Earl Simpson. That Earl Pierce is a different friend of mine, but Dr. Earl Simpson, who really gives back to the community. And through the Savings People's Smiles, which is a 501c3 nonprofit dental center in Concord. And again, SPS, Earl went to St. Paul's Schools and he understands the importance of giving back. And Earl also knows, as I know, that you can't do this all by yourself, that you definitely need other people to help you sponsor things. So we have two major sponsors, the Rowley Agency and Stonemakers, who have committed 5 years financially to the program. And Northeast Delta Dental Foundation has also supported both the Mobile Van Project and Saving People's Smile. And I think I should also thank RHMC as well. So I know our challenge is to make the public aware of this program, but let's start with you, Melanie, in terms of last year, you actually got the van up and running, and you were able to see, even though it was relatively new, you were able to see about 100 children. So tell us about your experience last year.
So yeah, it was really new. So it was kind of a work in progress. But we did end up we saw 6 schools. We saw about 100 kids, and it was more, some schools were, they saw 50 kids, some schools they only saw 4. So it was kind of trial and error. So now we know more regions that we need to focus on. But yeah, they definitely did a lot of work in certain areas.
So that probably got you some experience on how it might work. And I know upcoming for the 2015 and 16 school year, you'll have a whole schedule of events. But let's talk about something that's actually going to happen next week. So on August 5th, at the Loudoun Road location, the van will be at that McDonald's. And on August 6th, at the Fisherville location, the van will be at that McDonald's. So how on the 5th and 6th will that work, Melanie?
So pretty much what we've been doing, we have some information at the 2 McDonald's locations. We've had people calling in asking about appointments and stuff like, you know, things of that nature. We're not technically going to be making appointments. It's more of people just come between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and we're going to see as many people as we can. There's going to be forms to fill out, but it's basically anybody is eligible, and you know, any child under the age of 21. We accept insurance information. We'll take your insurance information, but you don't need insurance to be seen on the van.
And we know that the mobile care is the most cost-effective way of delivering this, correct? Mm-hmm. Because you're not dealing with missed appointments.
Exactly.
There's really no transportation issues, and
right. And
for the most part, parents don't have to take time off from work to deliver the child there. So will you be there all day on Monday, August 5th at Loudoun Road?
Yep, I will probably be there filling out paperwork, taking people in, explaining the process. And we'll have Dr. Simpson, and we'll also have a different hygienist on both days, but there will be a hygienist on the van for both days.
Super. And that's my favorite, Dr. Earl Simpson. So that's great to see him Monday. Now, since you mentioned hygienists, I know that when we had the event at the State House, it created a lot of buzz and a lot of, rightly so, a lot of good public relations, which is good works, well communicated. So if I'm a hygienist, and I know August 5th and 6th is Monday and Tuesday, but if I have available time, you know, on Fridays, and I want to volunteer for the van, how would I go about becoming an official volunteer?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers on the van. And if any hygienist wanted to volunteer their time, you would just call the office at the main number. A couple hygienists have sent me actually copies of their license so that I just had it on file so that I could just give them a call. We had all their stuff already, so that we could just put them, you know, stick them where they're needed. Because obviously in some schools, like I said, we're going to need 2 hygienists.
Super. And why don't you give us that phone number?
So it's 603-219-0770.
And if I'm a dentist and I want to volunteer, would I call the same number?
Yep.
Talk to Earl and get it all coordinated?
Yeah. Pretty much anybody at the office would be able to, you know, take your information down, and we would give you a call back as soon as we knew where and when we could stick you on the van.
And if you're not a hygienist or a dentist, but you understand the importance of this initiative, and you are in a position to write a check, you would just write out the check to saving people's smile. And I know that Dr. Simpson would appreciate that, because he and I both know no money, no mission. So you got it underway last year. You have this event coming up on the 5th and 6th. But now let's turn ahead the calendar a tad and talk about the 2015 and 16 school year and how you'll get that coordinated?
So we have about 15 schools in line to go see. Some of them have a set date. They're already scheduled. We're all set. We sent them out their forms. Some of them, we still are in the process of setting up meetings and figuring out what time is best for them, whether it be the beginning of the school year or the middle of the school year, so that they can figure out paperwork after all the chaos of the beginning of the school year. And then obviously any school that wanted to be seen by the van could still schedule, whether it be in the middle of the school year or not.
And as chair of the State Board of Education, I'm glad you recognize that when the school year starts, the teachers are trying to figure things out, mm-hmm. and the guidance counselors and the nurse, it's good to kind of take a step back. But if I am listening to this and I have not heard of this, and I'm a school administrator, I would just call you and try to get it arranged?
Yep.
And again, your number, Melanie?
It's 603-219-0770.
And this is a really important field, and this is why I love this particular show, because this is both community outreach but also my field of oral health. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, after the common cold, that is the most, I almost said common core, which is a controversial standard, which I'm glad. But anyway, but after the common cold, the biggest reason for a missing school can be oral health issues. Mm-hmm. And so it's great that we recognize that. And I think it's important for people to understand that when Earl was putting together Saving People's Smile, and again, that's a 501c3 nonprofit, it was based on a needs assessment that he did and helped coordinate through the Department of Health and Human Services. So geographical areas were looked at with the Department of Medicaid, you know, what areas were most underserved. We looked at the results of the sealant-based programs, which, by the way, the Concord Sealant Coalition that Northeast Delta Dental helps contribute to has definitely proven that, you know, if children go to the dentist and brush and floss in between visits and then their teeth are sealed, it makes a huge difference in the oral health of the population, and that's been proven. And in prior shows, we have had Dr. Mitch Corray and Dr. Shannon Mills, who both have explained the importance of sealants. So getting back to the van. So the challenge, I guess, is making sure that the public is aware of this program. I think you're doing a great job. I think the fact, Melanie, that we have an event that's not school-based necessarily, but next Monday the 5th and Tuesday the 6th right here in Concord, again at the McDonald's on Loudon Road on Monday and then the McDonald's on Fisherville on Tuesday, I think that'll definitely get the word out.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that you learned last year, school year, what would that be, maybe?
There is a huge need for this van, and it's definitely a good thing that the van is going out, and it's just so much easier than some of the school-based programs. It's difficult to get kids into those school-based programs, so with the van, we just show up, do what we got to do. If we need to come back, then we can come back. It's just a lot easier. And
it's proved to be a good formula because, yeah, like you say, the parents don't have to take time off from work. The
right.
Kids are already at school, so there's no transportation issue. And they don't miss appointments because, again, children are already at school. And that, I think the first point you made, which may surprise people, but even in a state like New Hampshire, a relatively wealthy state, relatively educated state, that there is an oral health issue for the underserved population, and this program goes a long way of addressing that. So I want to give a shout out to Dr. Earl Simpson for organizing Saving People's Smile and really helping put together the statewide mobile dental van, which is donated primarily by the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern New England. Melanie Sussman, glad you joined us this weekend.
And she definitely wanted me to thank you as well.
Oh, great. And could you give us your contact information one last time?
It's 603-219-0770.
Great. And Dr. Earl is a great guy. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental will return next weekend.